don't know. They've kind of been manipulated, and we're going to get into that on our special on how some of the YouTube clips have been manipulated. I need to write that down so we can go over it, because a lot of the clips that you like, if you look for full clips, like of the whole day, like the whole, like say you want to look at art, NBC from 8 o'clock, you know, to 8 p.m., 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You'll notice that the initial footage when they first report the first plane strike has been manipulated, almost all of those full length clips.
My Flight 175 video was manipulated. They took they fixed the error that I pointed out.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, but that's the type of shit they're doing on YouTube for sure. Like
100%. Yeah,
100%. And that's what they call the Mandela effect, do you think, Marcus?
I'm not going there. I'll just upset just a lot of people.
People misremembering things.
No, but that's part of the operation. If they are actually changing the footage, then they can blame it on a psychological defect, and that really
obviously,
covers
but
that.
They can't change books that have been in your house for 30 years, though.
No, I know, but that's part of the confusion. They just if you can't convince you're confused
in your head.
You put confusion around a fact, and then we just can't be certain of anything. So if they're trying to cover for something, they just put smoke bombs of confusion all over the place. I think that's what the Mandela operation's all about.
Here's an example of what they do. Here's what they do on Godlike Productions. They'll say, "I didn't know that Dick Cavett died today," and then no one will reply. No one will reply to that. That was like 5 years ago, and then Dick Cavett dies 5 years later. And then tons of people are like, holy shit, I could have sworn Dick Cavett died 5 years ago because someone planted it on a forum.
Oh, nice.
That's what they do. They do that all the time.
Wow.
Right. That's pretty good. I love that.
Yeah.
That's the easiest disproving of the Mandela effect I ever heard.
Or you mean proving of it?
Or whatever. Yeah.
I would call that a debunk. I would call it a debunk, but...
Yeah, debunk, whatever, yeah.
Because, you know, obviously, it's not...
Mark, you should invite Marcus on the show that you want to do on 9/11. I'm sure maybe he wants to come.
Oh, that would be great.